You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hot Commodity, and C, and you are checking out our WrestleMania Rewatch series as we are preparing for WrestleMania 40 live in Philadelphia. We have released WrestleMania 1 through 30. Those are in the archives, and now you can check out our recap of WWE WrestleMania 31 live in Silicon Valley, California from March 29th, 2015. To start out WrestleMania 31, we have Aleister Black performing the national anthem. And our first match of the night is a special WWE Intercontinental Championship ladder match. The champion Bad News Barrett defends against Dolph Ziggler, Daniel Bryan, Stardust, Luke Harper, R-Truth, and Dean Ambrose. And the winner of that match ends up being Daniel Bryan after Daniel and Dolph headbutt each other and Dolph falls and Bryan grabs a title. New Intercontinental Champion Daniel Bryan. Decent match. Wasn't the best ladder match that I've seen, but I gave it a 6 out of 10. Next up, we have Seth Rollins, Mr. Money in the Bank with J&J Security versus the Viper, Randy Orton. And in one of the most famous and best-looking RKOs, Seth goes for a stomp, but Randy nails an RKO out of nowhere to get the win. This is a great back-and-forth match. I gave it a 7 out of 10. Definitely check that one out. Next, we have a Attitude Era type match, Sting versus Triple H. Sting has performers dressed like him, welcome him down for his entrance. Triple H comes out in Terminator gear, and if you were a fan in the Attitude Era, you'd be a fan of this match. We see Sting apply a Scorpion Deathlock. That's when DX run out, and Triple H lands a pedigree and gets a 2. Triple H grabs a sledgehammer, but then NWO come out. NWO and DX brawl on the floor. DX and NWO fight. Shawn Michaels shows up, and he has a sweet chin music to Sting. Triple H pins Sting to get a 2. Sting hits Triple H with a bat, and he breaks his sledgehammer with it. Triple H ends up hitting Sting with a sledgehammer to get a 3 count. After DX and NWO face off, and Triple H and Sting shake hands. This is a great match. I gave an 8 out of 10, and I was excited for this. We then see Pat Patterson, Roddy Piper, Ric Flair, Bret Hart, and Ricky Steamboat congratulate Daniel Bryan on becoming the new Intercontinental Champion, hitting Travis Barker and Sky Gray perform Invincible. Next, we have Paige and AJ Lee defeating the Bella Twins in a decent match. AJ applies the Black Widow to Brie Bella to get the victory. This is Paige's debut at WrestleMania. I gave it a 6 out of 10. Nothing great, but nothing terrible. Next, we're introduced to the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2015. In this class, we have Rikishi, Larry Zbyszko, Alundra Blaze, the Warrior Award winner Conor the Crusher, the Bushwhackers, Tatsumi Fujinami, Macho Man Randy Savage, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Kevin Nash. A big class there. Next, we have WWE United States Champion Rusev with Lana representing Russia defending against John Cena. This is another decent match from WrestleMania 31. Rusev accidentally hits Lana, kicking her off the apron. Cena hits an FU, and Cena becomes the new WWE United States Champion. I gave that match a 7 out of 10. We get a break from wrestling as Stephanie McMahon and Triple H come out and announce the attendance. Stephanie says without her and Triple H, WWE would not be where it is today. Triple H brags about beating Sting. They say that they own everyone and they kiss. And then The Rock comes out. Rock says, you don't own the people. I'm an East Bay boy. You can either dress up like the Terminator again or we can create a WrestleMania moment. Stephanie says The Rock and his family would be nothing without the McMahons. Rock tells Stephanie if it wasn't for her dad's, the dad's Johnson, she wouldn't be in power. Stephanie slaps The Rock and screams for him to get out. Rock leaves the ring and invites Ronda Rousey over the railing. Rock then tells Stephanie he would never hit a woman, but I have a good friend who would be happy to. Stephanie tells Ronda this is her ring and to sit in the crowd like a fan. Ronda tells Stephanie any ring she steps into is hers. If you want me to leave, make me. Rock attacks Triple H, and then Ronda Rousey nails a hip toss to Triple H. Stephanie goes to slap Ronda. Ronda grabs Stephanie's arms and drops her. Fun moment there with Rock and Ronda Rousey, setting us up for maybe Ronda's eventual debut for wrestling. Next up, we have Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker. Bray has Scarecrow's first. I think this is kind of cool. Undertaker gets the win after a tombstone. Okay match. I gave it a 6 out of 10. Taker looked good. And I feel like Bray and Taker could have been done better later on if they had a different match. We've made it to our main event, WrestleMania 31. WWE Champion Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman defending against Roman Reigns. Brock Lesnar destroyed Roman many times with different German suplexes. He hits an F5 to get a 2. Roman nails 3 Superman punches and 2 spears. He gets a 2 count. Brock hits Roman with an F5 and then Mr. Money in the Bank. Seth Rollins runs out to cash in. Rollins hits a spear to Brock, hits a stomp to Brock. Roman then spears Brock. And then Seth hits a stomp to Roman Reigns. And in history fashion, Seth Rollins cashes in, becomes a new WWE World Champion at WrestleMania 31. I gave it a 7 out of 10. And just like that match, this WrestleMania got a 7 out of 10 as well. Decent card, and we're beginning to see some better action at WrestleMania. Next year, we're covering WrestleMania 32 live in Dallas and Houston, Texas. It's going to be a great show. In Dallas, Texas. It's going to be a great show, and I'm excited for what's next. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.
Make sure you subscribe to stay notified and stay uncensored.